I'm very happy to be here, and I'm very happy to be the first director of the National Declassification Center. My declassification specific work gives me the expertise in processes, the familiarity with other agency programs, and the confidence to question what we've, quote, always done, unquote.
While Cheryl Schindberger is new to the newly created job of director at the National Declassification Center, part of the National Archives, and her first day on the job was June 7th, she's hardly new to the community of government and citizen experts in the area of document declassification.
While I was with the CIA Declassification Center 25-year program, I worked with Mr. Brick, for example, trying to get the OSS records open to the public, which may seem like a small thing to everyone in this room, but it was a big endeavor that took a number of months to explain to people that not only was material old, a whole lot of it was already out there. It didn't need protection. But it's always important to remember that to our various agencies, even older methods can be important. And so we have to reassure all of our stakeholders and the public that we're going to approach all release issues with care.
Yesterday marked Schindberger's first appearance in her new job before the Public Interest Declassification Board, a presidential advisory panel which advises the White House on declassification efforts. The board met in the U.S. Capitol Visitor Center. On the subject of her job, she says her other work on federal documents makes her eminently qualified for her new position.
I have overseen special reviews of Watergate and Kissinger material, and I was point of contact for the government-wide review of the presidential library referrals through the remote archives capture program. And then from 2003 through 2006, and really important to the NDC, I think, I was chief of the CIA team at NARA, where I facilitated CIA review efforts, which can be rather complex because the equity is embedded in other agency documents. And I collaborated extensively with NARA to improve declassification and our own records handling to get to their level of expertise.
Schindberger will need the benefit of all that expertise because she's just now beginning to plow through her new office's first job, declassifying a huge backlog of government documents from agencies of all kinds and stripes, some of which have been waiting for declassification for decades.
We have a deadline for 410 million pages to be done by the end of 2013. So no matter what, all the stuff has to be treated. All of the really valuable and the not so valuable, all of it has to have been put out for the public. So that kind of guides me in a lot of ways when I look at priority. But I look at priority also as, is it so sensitive that it's never going to see the light of day, at least not in the next 5, 10, 15 years. All right. So that's another thing to think about. On the one hand, I want to process, review, and release that bulk that's due 2013. On the other hand, there are certain parts of that, and that's why I say it's a multifold approach. There are certain parts of that that are much more historically valuable time periods, as you say. And I think we have the capability to seek those things out and focus our efforts on special efforts like that.
Schindberger isn't alone in her new endeavor. Along with NDC staff from the National Archives, she says she's also working with a growing team of document declassification experts from all the federal agencies whose paper eventually ends up in the National Archives.
They really want this to be a success, and they are trying their best to put as many people as they can against this. It may require us to tell them specifically, you know, we really need you to have X number of people at a certain time, which we're trying to do. We're trying to set up scheduling like that to help them manage their workforces. But even in the case of an agency with really sensitive information like Department of Energy, they are ramping up as quickly as they can to expand their presence. And I think that's wonderful.
As she learns her way around her new job, Schindberger is also hearing the concerns from both the historical, academic researchers and the national security professionals who make up the declassification community.
First, clearly a sincere concern that certain records are not being treated as quickly as their historical value would suggest. And in that category, our responders particularly noted the remaining JFK records, the Church Committee records, Watergate records, 9/11 Commission records, and Presidential Library records, which actually are a review priority for the NDC. Second, They gave us advice on what they thought we should prioritize, such as secret and top secret records of the Secretaries of Defense and the Office of the Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs that date back to the 1940s and, most importantly, quote, are critically important for historical understanding of national security decision-making and policy implementation during the Cold War. A very good point. The third part of our categories of response was on feedback about how we're processing. Suggestions that we provide information on the file series level rather than the record group level because many organizations, especially veterans groups, may be researching records for legal and litigation purposes in order to seek medical and other benefits or for other reasons, and they need that sort of narrowing. And another suggestion for us to spend 50% of our processing time on the oldest documents first.
Asked for her own assessment of the challenges ahead, Schenberger says she wants to give new processes at the National Declassification Center time to do their work and also stay in touch with her staff to make sure everyone is whittling down that 410 million page declassification backlog by the New Year's Eve 2013 deadline. At the Capitol Visitor Center in Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.